been a mainstay here all the time, but you know he's been coming for many years now to visit us here in Bristol, down at Manabagel, and out here where we're at on New Hampshire Avenue now. And so he's going to be ministering very shortly, and then after he ministers, then I'll bring the message today. Hopefully I won't mess up, because I'm still struggling with these strokes I had. So sometimes my brain don't function with my mouth. So I'll say one thing, but it's totally opposite of what I meant. So just bear with me, and so we'll get on with this. So I think Carol's going to start the music, and we will do Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom, everyone.
Version. That's the abbreviated version. That's not recorded. You give me the color here, and I'm not looking at it. See, I'm color challenged here this morning too. The blessing of the Messiah. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Asher Natanan Derech HaYeshua Mashiach Meshua Yahamein. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who's given us the way of salvation in the Messiah Yeshua. Amen. Ma Tov.
Ma Tov. Oh, hallelujah.
Place where your glory resides, I shall prostrate myself and bow and bend the knee before the Lord my Maker. And as for me, may my prayers to you, O Lord, be at the right time. O God, in your abundant righteousness, answer me with the truth of your salvation. Okay, be Shamru, and I guess I'm going to have to sing that. Y'all can tell I didn't spend money on singing lessons, so I'm sorry. I like bubble gum and soda pop, but that's the way it goes. Vishamru. Vishamru, Vene Israel, Let HaShabbat, Lasod et HaShabbat, Le doa tambourine doa lam. Vishamru, Vene Israel, Let HaShabbat, La so dat ha sha ba le do a tambourine do a lum. B'nai o v'nain, b'nai Israel, b'nai Israel, oh he elolam v'shemru, b'nai Israel, let ha-shabbat, la-sod et ha-shabbat, le-do a tambourine do a lam. And I've lost the other verse, I'm sorry. B'shad Adonai. Shemayim viharetz b'shemru v'nei Yisrael let ha-shabbat yashod et ha-shabbat le-do a-tambourine do a-lam v'yoyam ha-shavi shavat nina fash shavat nina fash shavat nina fash b'shemru V'nei Yisrael let ha-shabbat la-sod et ha-shabbat le-do a-tambourine do a-lam. The children of Israel shall keep the Shabbat, observing it throughout their generations as an everlasting covenant. It is a sign between me and the children of Israel forever. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, and on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed. And it shall come to pass that from one new moon to another, and from one Shabbat to another, all flesh shall worship before me, says the Lord. We pray for Jerusalem.
Pray for Jerusalem, that there'll be peace again. Prosper them that love her. And for the sake of the house of the Lord our God, we say to Jerusalem, Shalom Aleichem. Pray for Jerusalem.
Ted Pierce is going to pray for Jerusalem. You can
right here. You can right there. That's fine. I wonder how Jesus got along.
The FBA's voice.
Father, we thank you that you have chosen your people Israel. Lord, you chose them to be a blessing and a light to the nations. And Lord, we are all benefits of that blessing. And so today we say that we're grateful, Lord, for what you've done in your people Israel, though many of them don't even see it or acknowledge it. Lord, we lift up the nation of Israel to you, Lord, not just the land, but the people who are scattered around the world. Lord, that you would bring salvation to them. Lord, we pray that you would hinder those who would keep them from salvation. Lord, we pray for those enemies of Israel, foreign and domestic, Lord, who would seek to destroy her. Lord, we know that your word is true and you have promised, Lord, Israel's the only nation I'm sure is still going to be here in the millennium. Lord, you promised that you're going to watch over them. Lord, Father, even as we pray for Israel, Lord, we want to pray for America, because we've been such a support for Israel all these years, and our nation's now under attack. So, Lord, for Israel, we pray for America. Lord, bring up, raise up righteous leaders in both of our nations, Lord. Raise up righteous young people to take back and occupy their land. Lord, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Lord, that their cousins, the Arabs and the Jewish people, might even be assigned to the rest of the world about how peace could happen. Thank you, Father, that you've appointed a time where Israel will be the head of the nations. And Lord, we pray that maybe we might even be able to see that time in our life. In Yeshua's name, Lord, we lift up your people, your nation, Israel.
Amen. Thank you. Amen. Servant of the Lord. And now the Lord says, he who formed Israel in the womb to be his servant, to bring Jacob back to him and gather Israel to himself. For he is honored in the eyes of the Lord, and God has been his strength. Is it too small a thing for Israel to be my servant, to restore the tribes of Jacob and bring back those of Israel he has kept? He will also make Israel a light for the Gentiles, that he may bring my salvation to the ends of the earth. Avenu Malkanu.
Avenu.
Voice will be gone the time I do that. Shema Israel, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Baruch Shem Kevod, Malhuto Leoam Vaed. Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord is one. Blessed is the name of his glorious kingdom for all eternity. And you shall love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, and with all of your might, and have these words which I command you this day be upon your heart. And you shall teach them diligently to your children, and speak of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you retire, and when you arise. And you shall bind them for a sign upon your hands, and let them be frontlets between your eyes, and you shall write them on the doorposts of your house and upon your gates. Amen. You can be seated. We've got just a couple of announcements. We have coming up in February, which is, I was born at Purim time, and a long time ago, 5708 when it happened, but been a few years ago. People always say, what the? I know they, when I was taking chemotherapy, and I went sort of in a comatose type state because it knocked me, you know, for a loop. I've been a few times through there, but that's the only thing. I think the nurse kept, she was bringing me through after they got me sort of awake, I'm going to say, and she kept asking me my birthday. The only thing I think was 57, 14th of a day, 5708, and I mean, they just had no clue what that was. They thought I was plumb out in left field once again. We're never going to get this guy back here. But it's amazing things, because I was in North Carolina. I was having one of those scans where they put you up in that tube. And for some reason, I started saying the Ten Commandments in Hebrew, which was interesting. I mean, I'd been studying, but I didn't certainly know them by heart, but, you know, which was interesting, but helped me through that, because it's a very tight squeeze if you've been in one of those. So, because when I moved back to Bristol, my mother-in-law was going through Alzheimer's, and I had to take her to the doctor. I didn't know, she'd been sick for a little while with it, and so I took her, and they took her back, but I didn't know she was having one of those scans. And so the door flies open, and here comes this nurse running out, and she grabs me. She says, "Come back here quickly, quickly." And I thought maybe she, had a seizure or something. And they said, "Well, we can't understand her, because she thinks we're the Nazis and we're putting her into a gas chamber." Of course, she survived the Germans, and she lived to be 90-some years old. So she was a blessing. So that's the Purim is in February. And then we will observe Passover. I believe that's going to probably be in April. But the actual dates, I don't think Rabbi and Robinson have set the dates yet. So we'll have to just hold on for that. And they'll make other announcements for that, I'm sure. So we're going to take up this morning's offering. Bear in mind, we do have a guest here today. So we will take an offering up at the end of the service for him. And just keep that in mind, and that's what this little basket's for, will be for him, and you can take your regular offerings to the back, and I'll pray for the offering, and then you can go and take it. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this Shabbat, Lord. We are blessed today, Lord, that we honor you in your word today by observing Shabbat for you, Lord. You know, it's the word tells us, there's other gods and things that are going on. You know, the Islam worships on Sunday. And the Jews and Messianic Jews worship on Saturday, the Shabbat. And Christians worship on Sunday. So there's a difference. So God's Shabbat is stuck in the middle of those. But God, we thank you today that we honor your presence by coming here today, Lord, and honoring you at this Shabbat, Lord. And we pray your blessing upon this congregation today, Lord. Bless us. Bless those that are sick, that are shut-ins. We ask special blessing upon Ted Pierce's mother, that is sick, Lord. We just pray that you will bless her and anoint her. And if he has to travel to be with her, Lord, we pray your hands of mercy and your angels will guard him as he travels, Lord. And he will arrive safely and have a good visit with his mother whenever that time comes. Lord, we just pray today for this offering that you'll bless it and bless us today, Lord. And we have a great service today, Lord. In Yeshua's name we pray. Amen.
David played and it pleased the Lord, but you don't really care for music, do you? It goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall and the major lift, the baffled king composing hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I took the name in vain. I don't even know the name, but if I did, well, really, what's it to you? There's a blaze of light in every word. It doesn't matter what you heard. The holy or the broken, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I did my best, it wasn't much. I couldn't feel, so I tried to touch. I've told the truth, I didn't come to fool you. And even though it all went wrong, I'll stand before the Lord of Song with nothing on my tongue but hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Thank you. That's it. It's a very beautiful song. A Jewish guy wrote that. I think his name was Leonard Cohen. He wrote that a few years ago. And so today we're going to do the table of the Lord now, the Shulchan Adonai. And I think everyone has received the emblems. If you haven't, we've got some there for you. I'll say the blessing and then we'll partake. This is a remembrance of Yeshua. You know, he took the wine and he said, "This represents my body." Of course, this was referencing the Passover that he presided over. I'm sure he probably in his life had probably observed other Passovers, but this was the last one that he would preside over before his death, for his sacrificial life and his death that he bore. And he took the cup and he said, "This represents my body, and it represents the blood that will be shed for you and for the remission of your sins." And so I'll display the blessing this morning. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam, borei pri hagafen. Amen. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who creates the fruit of the vine in Yeshua. Is the true vine, and we are his branches. He took the bread and he broke it, and he said, "This represents my body. It's for your healing. It's for what you need today, is the broken body of Christ." And he blessed it. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam, hamotzi lechem min haaretz. Amen. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who brings forth bread from the earth. And Yeshua is the bread of life. And so we can partake of this blessing today. Thank you.
I think we're going to plug in those words there. Shabbat shalom, y'all. So, okay, so when I come here, I'm not international recording artist Ted Pierce, okay? I'm just your friend and neighbor down there in Asheville. I'm just kind of filling in so you know, Joe and Don can get away for a little bit. So there will not be another offering. That's crazy. Anyway, Shabbat Shalom, y'all. All right, I got to move this thing over. It's going to feed back. Oh, that's all right. I don't know why. You got it plugged in back there? No? You might want to turn down your audio. Okay, so there is a verse in the scriptures where it talks about because of God's glory and majesty, I will praise him. So because of his glory and majesty, we're going to praise him today, right? Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Goes like this.
I will exalt Adonai, our God, and I bless you, God of our Father. I will exalt Adonai, our God, and I bless you, God of our fathers. About your beauty, your glory, your majesty and might about you, I will sing. I will sing, I will sing about your beauty, your glory, your majesty and might about you. I will sing, I will sing, I will sing.
Hallelujah. Father, we come into your house today to give you praise. We're going to exalt your name in this place. Help me out with it.
Aramimka Adonai Eloheinu Be'avacha Elohe Avoteinu Hada Kavorodeka Ve'libreli Vloateka Asika 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 Hada Kavorodeka Ve'libreli Vloateka Asika Asika Asika.
Is that Hebrew too hard for you over there? Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, we give you praise this morning. Shabbat Shalom to everyone. If you're joining us on the live stream, you're here today, and we welcome you, our guest of honor, Yeshua, King of Kings.
Adonai Eloheinu Ve'abacha Elohe Avoteinu Hada Kavorodeka Ve'libreli Vloateka Asika 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 Hada Kavorodeka Ve'libreli Vloateka Asika 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 Hada Kavorodeka Ve'libreli Vloateka Asika Asika Asika. hada cavolo de capelli brilli flo a teca
assica
assica assica
hallelujah come on give me praise today
I will exalt Adonai our God oh I bless you God of our Father, I will exalt Adonai, our God, and I bless you, God of our fathers. Aromim ka Adonai, Eloheinu. Aromim ka Adonai, Eloheinu.
You know, Isaiah 60 speaks about a day when great darkness will cover the earth. And yet, even in the middle of all that, it says, but then a great light is going to shine from Jerusalem. So, and this is the verse where it says, the Lord says, arise and shine his people. So, we're going to arise and shine this morning. And in memory of this verse, Yeshua, you are welcome in this place. Come and bless your people, our guest of honor. Hallelujah. Fill us with your spirit.
We will arise and shine, for our light is come. Let the glory of the Lord be seen right here in Bristol, Virginia, Tennessee, whatever it is. And the nation shall come. Unto thy light, kings to the brightness of thy rising. Lift up thine eyes round about and see, they gather themselves all together. So arise and shine, for thy light is come. Arise and shine, for thy light is come. Arise and shine, for thy light is come. The glory of the Lord is seen upon thee. Let the glory of the Lord be seen upon thee. And the sons of those who afflicted you, and all who had despised you will bow down. Then they shall call you the city of the Lord, Zion of the Holy One of Israel. So arise and shine, for thy light is come. Arise and shine, for thy light is come. Arise and shine, for thy light is come. The glory of the Lord is seen upon thee. Let the glory of the Lord be seen upon thee.
Hallelujah. Father, shine your light on your people here today. Let your glory be seen in us, through us.
Oh, arise and shine, for thy light is come. Arise and shine, for thy light is come. Arise and shine, for thy light is come. The glory of the Lord is seen upon thee. Oh, arise and shine, for thy light is come. Arise and shine, for thy light is come. Arise and shine, for thy light is come. The glory of the Lord is seen upon thee. The glory of the Lord is seen upon thee. Let the glory of the Lord be seen upon thee.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, show your glory among us today. Come on now, you're commanded to rejoice.
Let Israel be glad in his maker. Let the sons of Zion rejoice in their king. Let them praise his name with dancing. Let them sing praises to him with timbrel and the lyre. For the Lord takes pleasure in his people. And he will bless the humble with salvation. Praise the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song in the congregation of the righteous. Come and praise the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song in the congregation of the righteous. Let the saints rejoice in his glory. Let them sing for joy on their beds. Let the high praises of God be in our mouth. And the two-edged sword in our hand. For the Lord takes pleasure in his people, and he will bless the humble with Yeshua. Praise the Lord, sing to the Lord a new song in the congregation of the righteous. Come and praise the Lord, sing to the Lord a new song in the congregation of the righteous. Oh, it is good to praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It is good to be in the house of the Lord today with you. I now know where all the diehards are. You show up even when it's cold.
Let Israel be glad in his maker. Let the sons of Zion rejoice in their king. Let them praise his name with dancing. Let them sing praises to him with timbrel and the lyre. For the Lord takes pleasure in his people, and he will bless the humble with Yeshua. Praise the Lord, sing to the Lord a new song in the congregation of the righteous. Come and praise the Lord, sing to the Lord a new song in the congregation of the righteous. Come and praise the Lord, sing to the Lord a new song in the congregation of the righteous. Oh, praise the Lord, sing to the Lord a new song in the congregation of the righteous. In the congregation of the righteous, praise the Lord.
Come on, give him a shout of praise today. Hallelujah. Lord, you woke me up this morning. You got me all the way here. And you're going to take care of us. Father, we come to walk in your light.
Come, house of Jacob, let us walk in the light. Walk in the light, walk in the light. Come, house of Jacob, let us walk in the light. Walk in the light of the Lord. Come, house of Jacob, let us walk in the light. Walk in the light, walk in the light. Come, house of Jacob, let us walk in the light. Walk in the light of the Lord. The haughty man is humbled, the lofty one brought low, for the Lord alone will be exalted in that day, when every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Yeshua is the Lord unto the glory of God. Come, house of Jacob, let us walk in the light, walk in the light. Walk in the light. Come, house of Jacob, let us walk in the light. Walk in the light of the Lord. Oh, the pride of man is humbled, arrogance abased, for the Lord alone will be exalted in that day, when every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Yeshua is the Lord unto the glory of God.
Amen.
Come, house of Jacob, let us walk in the light. Walk in the light. Walk in the light. Come, house of Jacob, let us walk in the light. Walk in the light of the Lord.
Oh, we're gonna walk.
Walk in the light. Come on and walk, walk, walk. Walk in the light.
Yeehaw! Father, shine your light and lead us. Show us your path.
Hey, hey, come, house of Jacob, let us walk in the light. Walk in the light. Walk in the light. Come, house of Jacob, let us walk in the light. Walk in the light of the Lord. We're gonna walk in the light of the Lord. Oh, come on and walk in the light of the Lord.
Oh, come on now. You got breath today? Just seems like we could praise Him so much more than we do. Oh, praise Him with the cymbals. Praise Him with the dance. Praise Him with a shofar. Praise Him with your hands. Praise Him with the timbre. Praise Him with the harp. Praise Him with the drum and the flute. And praise Him with your heart. Hallelujah. Adonai, hallelujah. Adonai, hallelujah. Adonai, we come and praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Adonai, hallelujah, Adonai, hallelujah, Adonai, come and praise the Lord. Oh, we're gonna praise Him with the cymbals, praise Him with the dance, praise Him with the shofar, praise Him with your hands. Oh, we need to praise Him with the timbre, praise Him with the harp. Praise Him with the drum and the flute, and praise Him with your heart. Hallelujah, Adonai, hallelujah, Adonai, hallelujah, Adonai. Oh, come and praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Adonai, hallelujah, Adonai, hallelujah, Adonai. Come and praise the Lord. And everything that has breath, come and praise the Lord.
Yeshua, we gather this morning just to praise You. For You alone are worthy of all honor and power and praise. And we choose to exalt You in this place this morning. Praise Him with the cymbals, praise Him with the dance, praise Him with a shofar, praise Him with your hands. Oh, we're gonna praise Him with a timbrel, praise Him with a harp, praise Him with the drum and the flute, and praise Him with your heart. Hallelujah, Adonai, hallelujah, Adonai, hallelujah, Adonai. Come and praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Adonai, hallelujah. Adonai, hallelujah. Adonai, come and praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, give Him praise with your lips today. Exalt Him in your heart this morning. Oh, come and praise the Lord. Hallelujah, and Adonai, hallelujah, and Adonai, hallelujah, and Adonai, come and praise the Lord, come and praise the Lord, come and praise the Lord.
Bless that shofar, Xavier. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You guys are welcome to go greet each other. Just hang out.
Yom Zeli Yisrael. Yom Zeli Yisrael. Yom Zeli Yisrael. Oh, Ave Simcha. Yom Zeli Yisrael. Oh, Ave Simcha. Oh, Ave Simcha. Shabbat Menucha, Yom Zeh Yisrael, Oh Ave Simcha. Shabbat Menucha, Shabbat Menucha.
Yom Zeh Yisrael, Yom Zeh Yisrael, Oh Yom Zeh Yisrael, Oh Ave Simcha.
Yom Zeli Yisrael, oh Ave Simcha, oh Ave Simcha. Shabbat Menucha, Yom Zev Yisrael, O Aves Simcha, Shabbat Menucha, Shabbat Menucha, Oy!
Have you guys greeted each other yet? This would be a really good time. Let's go say hi to somebody you don't know. Let everybody know they're welcome.
Yom Zeli Yisrael, Yom Zeli Yisrael, Hoy Yom Zeli Yisrael, O Abe Simcha, Yom Zeli Yisrael, O Abe Simcha, O Abe Simcha, Shabbat Menucha, Yom Zeli Yisrael, O Abe Simcha, Shabbat Menucha, Shabbat Menucha.
Hallelujah. So Christianity has a lot of creeds. This is the only one we got in the Messianic movement, I think.
En Keloheinu, En Kanonenu, En Kemokenu, En Kemoshienu, Mi Keloheinu, Mi Kanonenu, Mi Kemokenu, Mi Kemoshienu, No Del Elonenu, No Del Adonenu, No Del Emokenu, No Del Emoshienu, Baruch Eloheinu, Baruch Adonenu, Baruch Malkeinu, Baruch Moshienu, Atahu Eloheinu, Atahu Adonenu, Atahu Malkeinu, Atahu Moshienu, Yeshua Eloheinu, Yeshua Adonenu, Yeshua Malkeinu, Yeshua Moshienu.
So today, Father, we just come to declare Yeshua is our Messiah, and we will never be ashamed to say it.
Baruch Eloheinu, Baruch Adonenu, Baruch Malkeinu, Baruch Moshienu, Atahu Eloheinu, Atahu Adonenu, Atahu Malkeinu, Atahu Moshienu, Yeshua Eloheinu, Yeshua Adonenu, Yeshua Malkeinu, Yeshua Moshienu, Yeshua Eloheinu, Yeshua Adonenu, Yeshua Malkeinu, Yeshua Moshienu, Yeshua Moshienu, Yeshua.
Yeshua, you're our King. We lift our voice to you today.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who wrong against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Come on, lift your voice.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is. Heaven, give us this day our daily bread,
and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who wrong against us.
Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. And ever. Amen. Amen. My
worship you. We exalt you. We ask, Father, that your spirit would allow us to see what you want us to see and hear what you want us to hear. Father, anoint the preaching of your word in Yeshua's name.
Thank you. Slide this over just to touch it. There's your pick. I won't sit on it. He left his pick in the seat. Sit on it. Okay. Well, it's been a while since I've done this, so bear with me. Let's see here. So today is I sort of combined two things here. I may have to sit down here a little bit, but I've combined the Torah and the half Torah. So here's my thoughts on it. It's from Exodus chapter 13 through 17 and Judges chapter 4 and 5. It's interesting that that's the Torah today, because we've had a wonderful worship and song, and that's pretty much what this Torah is about. It's about two ladies and their songs. So it's interesting that God seems to have the Torah prepared for whatever's going on that particular day. And I think you've heard me say that many times, and we've seen it, that what was in God's word was what was for this day. You know, if you've been following the Torah, and I hope you have, reading it, Israel, then this Torah is called Bashalach, and it means he's sent away. And Israel has went through the Passover, and they're now leaving. You know, interesting, God gave a specific time that the Israelites would leave the land of Egypt. He said at noon. He gave a specific time, just like he did when he was going to slay the firstborn. He said at midnight, the angel will come, which was God, and he said, I will destroy the firstborn. And we see today that the Israelites left, and they traveled by day and night. They didn't have time to prepare a lot of meals. And so they took the matzah that had no leaven in it, and they brought it with them. That's what they had prepared for the Passover. And so they traveled day and night to get as far away from Pharaoh as they could get in the land of Egypt. And we see today that God covered them with a cloud by day and provided them with fire by night. This fire here was a little different than what Moses saw at the burning bush, because he felt that heat, because I think I told you that, you know, his feet was burning from that hot sand, because God had a mission that he had to do. So today we see that they're coming up and they're at the Red Sea, a place that they're going to have to travel over, because God didn't bring them the most easiest way. He brought them the way of the wilderness, because we can see that the wilderness was a training camp for the Israelites. They had forgotten the things of God, because they had been in Egypt over 300 years, and a lot of things they still kept, and some of the things they had forgotten that they were still in the back of their mind. But you know, the Egyptians were very forceful, and so they didn't partake in a lot of things of God. And so we see today that they're there at the Red Sea, and they can see coming from behind is the Egyptian army and all of the foot soldiers. I don't know how many soldiers that they had, but Egypt was a very rich country, and it was basically, I guess you would say, that it controlled the world, because Pharaoh considered himself a god even higher than the God of Israel, because he says, I don't know your God. I don't know who this is. And so you can imagine, when you see the Egyptian army coming, the fear that probably gripped those people as they saw that. And they were coming with, and the soldiers, a lot of them, the higher-ups in the Egyptian army that were Pharaoh's private guards, I'm going to say, they rode in chariots of gold. They fought in chariots of gold. And so Israel's trapped and nowhere to go. And what do they have to do? And some of us may today have been in that situation where you don't really know what to do and where to go and what to approach. Well, you see today there was 2.5 million Israelites in a mixed company that left the land of Egypt, not counting the animals. So that's a lot of people that are traveling, and they couldn't move a mile in 10 or 15 minutes. You know, it took hours and days for all those people to move just a short distance. I did a little bit of research about over there. You know, a lot of people don't believe that it happened. They think it's just a fairy tale, that, you know, it's some more of those Bible stories that people tell, that somebody's imagination thinks that, you know, that this happened. But archaeologists have proven science a little different. Dr. Glenn Fritz, Dr. Lenar Miller, and Ron White are archaeologists, and they have studied that area in Saudi Arabia where the Red Sea is at. And they found that the area that they traveled into and studied was a place called Niwaba Crossing is what it's called. And it's in Saudi Arabia. It's in the Red Sea, and it's at the place that's called Logo Bat. And there they have found scuba diving and excavating there. It's been a few years ago they did that, because the Saudi Arabia now will not let anybody do any archaeological studies in that area around where Mount Sinai is at, and where the sea was at, the Red Sea. They won't let anybody go in there anymore and excavate or look at that area. It's blocked off. As a matter of fact, they've some news reports that says they're thinking about developing that into some type of a housing development or another city or something like that. So they're wanting to destroy that part of God's word and what happened. But they found underneath that water a bridge that was underneath the water that went to the other side, which is very interesting. And they also found parts of chariots, which would have been wood. And in that Red Sea, there's coral in there that, and other things that affixed itself to the wood and deteriorated. But what was interesting, they found some golden chariots, the wheels and some parts of the chariots, because they've been down there over 3,000 years. But they found on the gold that the coral did not affix itself to the gold. It doesn't attach to the gold. So the chariots are pretty much broken or whatever as they fell. And so they're there. So it's proof that God's word is true. If you don't know that, it's proof. And the world wants to shun that and not say, well, it's not true. It's another one of those fairy tales that that your parents told you, about the tooth fairy and things like that, So it's there. God told Moses, he said, lift your hands. And I think when you see the hands lifting, that is an indication of Yeshua, and I feel that was part of his movement of that was to part that water. I think he split that sea just like he changed the water into wine. He had power over the water. He could speak to it, and he walked upon the sea. I know when I was in Israel, we took a boat right on the Sea of Galilee, and the big winds came up, and it was just like the biblical story. I mean, that boat was just rocking around, and it was very interesting because it wasn't a luxury liner. It was just a regular fishing boat that those disciples would have been in. And so everybody started singing, and finally it just sort of subsided, and we were able to get to the other side. But it was a very biblical experience that there in that Sea of Galilee, the water, the winds do come up frequently and can rock the boat just a little bit and make it a little rough on the crossing. So I experienced that. We see in Mark 16, it says about the crossing, it says, who goes through a mikveh will be saved. So I think when the Israelites went through the parting of the sea, it was God was giving us an indication of his bride that was yet to come, that's coming. The bride that was coming, that would be a mikveh. That's a bath or a baptism. And I went through a mikveh when I was in Israel, and strange enough, the mikvehs that are there today are pretty much engineered and made just like they were in biblical times. They haven't changed that pattern of how the mikvehs have been created. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, we see all of Israel was mikveh according to the word of God. All of Israel went through the water. So they all crossed safely. And if you read that story, you know that Pharaoh and his army, they went in after them into the sea, and God destroyed them. The water, he put his hands down, Moses did, and the water receded, and it covered them up, and they all drowned. That's what they found. The remains of the Egyptian army are still there in the Red Sea. If you could scuba dive down and get in a submarine or one of those submarine things that you can look out of, you could see the chariots that are still down and the things of the Egyptians are still there to prove that God completely destroyed the army of Egypt. They were all gone. In a couple of generations, I spoke last week, they were a powerful nation, and Israel was just a nation that had been subdued by the Egyptians. And in a couple of generations, a couple of centuries, Egypt fell, and now it's no more than just a lot of sand. There's nothing very beautiful, no relics of past pharaohs and gods that are there, that the wind and the storms have eroded their faces and things like the Sphinx. They're just emblems there that God let his universe take care of as far as it is. And so, but Israel now is a beautiful country since 1948. It's growing. And it's the center of all. I think it's the center of everything in the world. It's the center of technology and science and medicine, I think, is right there. It's in Israel. That's God's plan. And so we see Miriam, who was Moses' sister. She was a prophetess. And she led the Israelites in the song of the sea. And it says, who is like thee, O God, among the gods who are worshipped? Who is like thee, majestic in holiness, awesome in splendor, working wonders? The Lord will reign forever and ever. And if you read the haftar, let me encourage you, you'll see that the haftar always accompanies the Torah for what the word of God is saying. And so it parallels the Torah today, and it's from the book of Shoftim, which is Judges chapter 4 through chapter 5. And that period of history, see, Israel was being ruled by a Canaanite king who was called Jabin. And he had a military, and his army was led by a general by the name of Sisera. And if you read that story, you'll see that at that time Israel had no king, they had no prophets. And a lady rose up by the name of Deborah, right over here. She rose up as a She was the wife of Lippadot, and she was a righteous lady, and she was a judge. She became the judge of Israel at this particular time in history. They had no man, but they had a woman that judged them in the land of Israel. Very, very, very godly. And so she judged Israel, and they came to her and sought her guidance and her direction for their lives and for the land of Israel. And she summoned a young man by the name of Barak, and his father was Abinadab. And he gathered, she says, gather the army of Israel to Mount Tabor. And he gathered 10,000 soldiers. And he said, I'll go to battle, but you must go with me. And she said, I will go with you. But she says, God will give the hand of this army into the hand of a woman. And so he agreed, and she went. He said, you will not get any glory from that. God will give the honor to this woman who will lead and go with you to battle. And so she told him that God would give that army into the army of Israel, that they would survive and they would destroy. All of them died. All of them were killed. The Caesarea's army were all his generals. Everybody died except him. And he fled from the battle. And he fled to a place that he knew, and it was a tent by a man by the name of Jael. And that was her name, and she was the wife of Heber. And he came there for refuge. And he says, can you let me hide in your tent? And will you guard your tent and not let anyone come into the tent and harm me? Because I'm very weary from the battle, and I'm desperately in need of water. And instead of giving him water, she gave him milk. He drank milk, and he went to sleep. And he was in a pretty good sleep, because as the story, as the word goes, she took, Jael took a peg, a tent peg, that was very sharp, and she put it with a hammer up to his temple, and she drove the tent peg all the way through his temple to the other side of his head into the ground and affixed him to the ground. And he was dead all the way. All of them were dead then when he died. And so on that day, God subdued that army of the king of Cana, and Japhon and all of his comrades and everything were destroyed by the hand of the Lord. And we see she breaks out into a song. That's the second song, is the song of Deborah. And I didn't write a lot of it down because it's 31 verses. It's a long song. And if you want to read it, you can go to Judges chapter 5 and spend some time this afternoon reading it about a lady that led Israel. And so faith, you know, how did Israel do all this? How did they get through the desert and survive? And I know with God's help, but they had some things along on the way that God was encouraging and developing them. And the first one, I think, was faith. Israel had to have the faith to look to God for their answers. They felt no fear or to go, because God was with them and he guided and directed them. As we can see, for the 40 plus years, you know, they wandered 2 years to Mount Sinai, and there they got the Matan Torah, and then we had the debacle of the calf, the golden calf, and then they wanted to, God sends them on to the land of Cana, and they don't want to go in. They're a little hesitant. We think we need to go in and just sort of look around. It's like buying a new house. They want to look around and see what, you know, where everything's at and what it looks like. And so Moses goes to God. And he says, "Let me send some scouts in there and check out this land of Cana, because we've been gone for centuries and it's changed a lot." And so they go, but God says, "Have it your way, but you will spend a year for every day that you're in that land." And so if the story, and God's story tells us that. They stayed 40 days, and they spent 40 years in the wilderness. Another miracle. They didn't wear out their clothes or their shoes. That was amazing. Nothing, you know, they didn't. And God fed them. It was only when they crossed over and went into the land of Israel that they had to work for their own food then, that they had to plant and sow and do and develop the land. And the food that God had provided for them was no longer there once they crossed the Jordan River into the promised land. So, you know, perfect fear, perfect love casts out all fear that you have. God tells us to face our obstacles head on, and with we and do not run. God says, "Do not run." You know, the armor of God's all on the front. You know, there's none on the back. So you, if you run, they'll get you, because there's no shields on the back or breastplates or all those things that that soldiers would wear. It's amazing. They're all on the front. So that's what God's telling us. He says, don't run. Go forward. You can't go back on God. You have to go forward because God's before us. He's not behind us. He's in front of us, leading us. He says, and God will run, and God will be for you. So he says, go forth. And it also tells us to give thanks for all things that God has given us. I don't think we give enough thanks for the things that we've got. We take them for so much for granted, you know. There's something to eat. That's a blessing. A lot of people don't have things to eat. In a lot of countries, people go for days and weeks without food. So we're a blessed nation. But God's going to judge us because of that, because we have taken his blessings and just destroyed the word of God. And so fear, I think, has two meanings. I think it says, fear tells us to face it, and fear also says you can run and get away. Hold on to what you have and put your trust in God, and he that overcomes, God says, will inherit all things. You're going to inherit the things that God has for us. And fear, I think, is an enemy that stays with inside of us. We can be fearful of a lot of things, but if we look to God, then we will be an overcomer. So God is the master of the universe. The world will melt when his presence comes into the light of the world at the end of time. The world will melt. It will melt. And the scripture says people will run and ask for the rocks to fall upon them, and they won't be able to hide. No one can hide from the face of God. And a lot of people don't realize, you know, that they think, well, when you die, you're just gone. But there is an eternity, and whether you know it or not, you're going to live somewhere in eternity, heaven or hell. Your soul is going to be immortal, whether you want to realize that or not accept it. So you have to accept the fact that someday you will inherit either the kingdom of God or you inherit the hell that God has prepared for those who will not honor him. They will go to hell. And the world, it says, is going to melt, like I said, in the sky, and the heavens will roll back just like a Torah scroll. They're going to roll back at the presence of Yeshua. And we should always have a song in our hearts. You know, when Miriam came, she danced and sung with a tremble. I believe that's a tambourine. I'll get it out. But it's interesting. The tambourine's not electrical. I don't believe they are. I've never seen one electric. I guess maybe they've got some kind of electronic gizmos in them now. But she danced, and I'm sure Deborah danced also with their songs, and that was part of that was the worship instrument. Was that? Sorry. I said Moses played lead guitar. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, you could play the lead guitar. That's great. And it tells us to sing unto the Lord a new song, and that song is the song of Zion. We're going to sing it in heaven, the song of the Lamb and the song of Moses, because Yeshua is a song too, because he is salvation unto all of us that believe him. He is the outstretched arm that redeems us. He is God's love to us. And these are things that I think, some things that we can appreciate and sing about. You know, you can sing about God's love. You can sing about your redemption. You can sing and acknowledge all that God has done for you on a daily basis. We can sing about the wonderful works that God has performed, that we've seen, healings and miracles of various things. Those are wonderful works of God, and we need to sing about them and acknowledge them. David said in Psalms that I will sing unto the Lord my whole life. That's in Psalms 132. Isaiah 20:42 tells us that we will sing a new song on that day. It tells us to sing in times of trouble. That's in Acts 16:35. Sing in times of trouble. and your troubles will roll away. It says, sing with understanding. Colossians 3:16, 1 Corinthians 14 says, sing with an understanding unto the Lord. Sing from the heart. In Ephesians 5, it says to sing, make your things known to God and sing unto Him. Faith does not possess fear. There is no fear in faith. Let God fight your battles on a daily basis, and you will have a reason to sing from your heart. And just my last comment this morning before we close is God has a voice, and He will sing over you. And when you are in dismay, or you are dismayed, He will quieten your love. He will quieten you with His love. And that's today's message. And it's great to have Ted here today. So, and we're going to take up some gas money. We'll give him some, if you want to give him some gas money and a meal. I know he never wants to take any offering, but a worker, I think, is worthy of his hire, and he definitely has been worthy today. So we appreciate him coming with a snowstorm supposedly on the horizon here. So I don't think it's snowing yet, but it may not snow. Who knows? Only God. But if y'all will rise, I will give you the Aaronic benediction. It's the only blessing that the rabbis have been told to give. This is what God told Moses. This is how you'll instruct Aaron when my people come before me. Yivakarenai veishmareka Yaradonai panaveleka vikunika Isa Adonai panaveleka vayasimleka Shalom. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. And may the Lord lift His countenance upon you and give you His peace. Shabbat shalom. Have a blessed day in Yeshua.